All right, kia ora and welcome back to the show. And I'm very excited to have Kate from Godfrey's Lure in the studio.
Good morning, everyone.
A bit relaxed post-holiday.
Yes, feeling good.
Yeah, and you're back to talk about KiwiSaver. And I tell you, I love this segment because we always cover things I know nothing about.
Yeah, no.
And I know absolutely nothing about KiwiSaver, basically.
Yeah.
So my understanding is it's kind of give two things, retirement and like
first
home.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So how does one access this for like buying a home?
Yeah. So if you're wanting to use your KiwiSaver funds either for a deposit or for settlement, buying your first home, it's quite simple. So every KiwiSaver provider has a withdrawal application. And you sign that with us and you sign a statutory declaration saying that you're eligible to withdraw your KiwiSaver, and then we send it away. And it's as simple as that.
So I assume there are like requirements you have to meet in order to be allowed your KiwiSaver money. So what are those?
Yes, so if you're wanting to use it towards your first home, the main ones that we discuss with you is that you haven't purchased land before, you've been contributing to KiwiSaver for at least 3 years, and that the property you're purchasing is intended to be your principal place of residence. There's some other wider ones as well, like whether you're a beneficiary of a trust or whether the land's Māori land, but
right,
those are usually the main ones.
Okay, yeah. Okay. So is there like leniency in how you use a KiwiSaver, or is there like an agreement you sign and it's like, I will use it for this, this, and this?
So you sign the withdrawal application, but then also your house agreement, sale and purchase agreement, it's good to always put in 10 to 15 working days for your finance condition, so that gives the KiwiSaver provider enough time,
right, okay,
to process everything. And then it's quite good to also put in a further term, just saying if you want to use your KiwiSaver funds towards the deposit, that's what you're going to use it towards.
Okay, nice. What if like you're approved for all that KiwiSaver stuff, then it falls through?
Yes, so we sign a solicitor certificate saying that if an agreement falls through, those funds have to be returned back to the KiwiSaver provider,
okay,
which is why you put it in the agreement so all the parties understand that.
Yeah, right.
And we have to request an undertaking from the vendor's solicitor saying that if the agreement does fall through, we're going to get all those funds back. Because you can imagine there's nothing worse if for some reason those funds get dispersed either to the agent or to the vendor and they go and spend it on something,
yeah,
else, agreement falls through,
oh,
and then you can't.
God.
It's a whole thing trying to get that all back.
Oh, that's a nightmare.
Yeah, so that's why we have those things in place.
So really, if you are looking to buy your first home,
mm-hmm,
and you want to access your KiwiSaver, it's just as easy as going to a lawyer then, really.
Yes. Yep.
Okay, cool.
Yep.
Great, thank you so much.
No worries.
I know nothing about KiwiSaver.
Hopefully that helped you out a bit more.
How was Australia? Was it good?
It was great. I went to the Gold Coast.
Lovely.
Yeah, went to visit Byron Bay and Brisbane and
did lots of shopping. You went everywhere.
I know, we hired a car, so it was quite good.
Oh, fantastic. Well, enjoy getting back to reality
today. Thank you.
And that was Kate from Godfrey's Lure.